There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, goodbye to the box. This is TMB here. This is the spot that I'm normally in, but my compadre is not with me. I got another compadre here, Kimosabe Don. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, doing all right. So, yeah, here we are. Hour two, Outside the Box Wednesday. What's on tap for this hour?
Well, you know, wasn't that a fantastic interview, by the way, last hour with Patrick Quillen, Dr. Quillen? He's just a wealth of knowledge. I was telling you over the break, honestly, and I don't say this lightly, I think Patrick and Robert are probably the two guys that I know that are the most knowledgeable about nutrition and food. And you can tell by hearing Dr. Quillen speak, he knows what he's talking about. Very, very well educated, articulate. And as I was mentioning to you, Super Don, it's hard to fight with him if you're in an argument, if you're on the other side of the aisle here, because he's got all the scientific studies to back up what his position. So he ain't fighting fair. He's got all the studies to back up the fact that nutrition is very, very important in not only staying cancer-free, but even if you're a cancer patient, in helping the treatments to work better.
Well, and I'll tell you, me being the radio guy, that guy's got a set of pipes. I mean, we need to hear the Pat Quillen show. I mean, that guy, I can talk.
Yeah, he could have his own show easily. He does have a radio voice, and he's very well spoken, very, very intelligent guy. And by the way, Robert is in the UK. He was in the UK. He's coming home. But for the UK listeners, because I know that we're on UK Health Radio, remember that you're going to lose 2 days this month, right? Ever since 45, Britain's gradually become 48 hours ahead of all the other countries because of the constant switching back and forth of British summer time zone. So to remedy the situation, they're gonna resynchronize the clocks. The Queen has decided to cancel April 5th and April 12th this year. So when you go to sleep this Saturday night, just remember you're going to wake up. It's going to be Monday.
Oh, man. Can you imagine, having to work on Monday and going to sleep and you're going, oh, man, it's going to be Monday tomorrow.
I know. They're going to miss Sunday. And then the next Sunday they're going to miss too. But anyway, after this month, they will have caught up that 48 hours that they're ahead of all the other countries. So just for
them,
for the UK listeners, just be aware of that.
All right. Well, thanks for that public service announcement.
You bet. And by the way, it's April Fool's, so of course that's not real. you know what? Speaking of April Fool's, do you remember the clip from the Representative Hank Johnson? you know what? This is a couple of years old, probably 3 or 4 years old. But can you go ahead and play that, Don? Can you cue that up? And I want to talk about this. And I want you to listen to this, and you tell me, is this real or is this April Fool's? We got it going. Is it going to play here, or am I just not hearing it?
That was just April Fool's. No, on April Fool's Day I can screw up and I can blame it on April Fool's.
it was a joke. Right. Yeah, it was
here,
a joke. I love it.
Hank Johnson, Congressman Hank Johnson, talking about the island of Guam.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
What?
You know, I honestly heard that clip for the first time about 4 or 5 years ago. And this is literally this is a representative from Georgia, Hank Johnson. Yeah, 2010. And he's talking to a military man about the U.S. forces that were being sent to Guam at that time, and he literally said he's afraid that we're going to get so many people on the island of Guam that it was going to capsize and tip over.
Yeah. And later on, after he had made this statement, he kind of backed off and said, oh, I was using humor. It was a joke.
Yeah, I was speaking metaphorically that the people could cause the economy to capsize. But right. That's not what it sounded like to me. I mean, that one never gets old, to hear that one. The fact that he thought Guam might tip over. I mean, what do you think? It was floating? You think that the island is actually floating out there in the Pacific and there's nothing underneath
it? It was just a bunch of 1 gallon milk jugs that were all tied together with some dirt on top.
I don't know, but you know, speaking of April Fool's Day, let's go through a few more. In the last hour, we had some fun in the first segment, and I read some stories to you that were actually true, but they sounded like they were gags, but they were actually true. So I want to read some more, and you tell me are these true. Or are these April Fool's gags? Okay, here's the first one, and you're probably going to get this one. Amazon has launched a button that goes on the wall of your home or a household appliance so that when you press it, it will order something that you're running out of, such as washing powder or kitchen rolls or whatever. It's called the dash button. True or false?
A button that's on the wall?
Well, it can go on a household appliance. So, for instance, if you
like on the washing machine or the dishwasher or something?
Yeah, so like on your washing machine, if you need more Tide, there's a little Tide button. You can push it,
you know,
and it will automatically order more from Amazon.
I'm going to say yes. It kind of sounds like something they would do.
That's absolutely true, believe it or not. And then right after I found this article today, I was watching TV. The Fox News covered the fact that Amazon is launching the new dash button, and if you run out of detergent, you just push the button and it orders more from Amazon. So it's automated.
It saves you from having to sit in front of the computer and order it. You know, actually, something else Amazon is doing. I don't know if you heard about this, but they have submitted a request to the FAA to be able to use drones to deliver.
Oh, yeah.
Packages, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw that too. That's spooky. I don't want a drone delivering a package to me. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Hey, honey, the new CD player's here. Drops it off. Yeah.
I mean, you know, not that the postman doesn't sometimes feel like a drone, you know, with the lack of personality or whatever. But I don't think I want a literal drone flying to my front door and then dropping
off
a package.
When the mailman comes to drop. Off a package. What is it the mailman is always having to look out for?
Dogs.
Dogs. So could you imagine the drones? I mean, how much does it cost for a drone? I mean, a dog's going to see a drone come flying by, it's going to come up and tackle it and chew it up and destroy it?
Oh, I guarantee you, our German Shepherd Grizzly, he sees a drone coming. He's going to jump up there and grab it and eat it up. So, yeah, that's pretty expensive. Anyway, it seems like that to me sounded like an Onion story when I first read it, but it was real that they are actually putting those little buttons on there. They're called the dash button. Amazon's going to do that. Amazon Prime, actually. Okay, here's one. This is something that was actually an April Fool's Day gag several years ago, and I thought this was funny. I wanted to read about it. Radio comedian Don McNeil staged experiments in the lobby of Chicago's Merchandise Mart. This is back, I think, in the mid-70s. He set up an aquarium with a sign, Invisible Peruvian Fish, and he asked spectators to estimate the length of the fish. Now, here's the catch. 56 of the spectators turned in written estimates of how long the fish were. There were no fish. It's just a tank of water. But I guess it's kind of like the emperor's wearing no clothes, right? They didn't want to admit they couldn't see the fish, so they made it up.
Well, yeah, of course everybody wants to get the right answer. I wonder what they would win. So, an invisible tank for an invisible fish. I don't know.
They're gonna win the invisible clothes that the emperor is
wearing. Here's an invisible gift certificate.
Yeah. Only here's an invisible gift certificate to take to invisible.
You
car.
Won an invisible car.
And you can play your air guitar inside the car. Okay, so here's a funny one too. This is something that actually happened in New Zealand. Phil Stone, a New Zealand DJ for radio station 1ZB, told his listeners that a mile-wide wasp swarm was headed towards Auckland, and this is an April Fool's joke from a few years back. And he urged them to take a variety of steps to protect themselves and their homes from the winged menace. He suggested that they wear their socks over their trousers when they left for work, and that they leave honey-smeared traps outside their doors. Now, here's the kicker of this story, Super Don. Thousands of people that they showed up to work in Auckland with socks over their trousers, and houses were seen across Auckland with honey traps until he finally admitted it was all a joke.
Oh, man. Wow. That's a good one. I mean, thousands of people tricked.
That's a real good one. It's almost like the War of the Worlds, but not quite so extreme, right?
Yeah. Well, with the War of the Worlds, I mean, that was years before I was born, but I heard that really caused a panic.
That wasn't April Fool's, was it?
I don't think it happened
on April Fool's either. Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. Did you know that the New York Times announced that Kroger is going to introduce trampolines in the aisles to help their shorter customers reach the top shelf?
Ah, jeez. You know, I saw something similar to that in, I think it was in the BBC or the Telegraph, where they were showing the same thing where it had trampolines that were going down the aisle. They were long, like the aisle, where you could, like, bounce around and you could bounce up and reach the stuff on top of the shelf.
This is probably a takeoff of that one.
Right.
And it said, quoting spokeswoman Daisy O'Farlop, and if you, Daisy O'Farlop is an anagram, and if you rearrange the letters, it's April Fool's Day. Daisy O'Farlop. So anyway, that's pretty interesting. Here's one more, and this happened down in Texas about 30 years ago, and this caused a huge ruckus. Texas State Representative Tom Moore told the Palestine Herald on April, okay, this is 1971, April 1st, 1971, that this is an April Fool's joke that turned out to be not so funny, that he had introduced a resolution in appreciation of Albert DeSalvo. Now, who was DeSalvo? He was the Boston Strangler. And Palestine, or Representative Moore, was going to honor him for his pioneering work in population control. Now, this is real. I mean, he actually tried to pull an April Fool's Day joke, and that turned out to be not quite so funny.
That, you know, probably should have thought of, maybe bounced that one off of a few people for doing that.
I think that in that case he probably should have consulted with his aides before he took that one live.
Mm.
But anyway, April Fool's Day is fun. You know, it's a fun day to tell jokes, to do jokes. Main thing is that as we try to teach the kids, don't pull jokes on people if it's going to hurt their feelings. So, you know, I tell my son Bryce, if you want to joke with me, because I have a good sense of humor, and you can pull with me, you can joke with me.
Let's sit down and discuss the definition of joke. Yes.
It depends on what the meaning of the word is.
That's right. Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Yes, absolutely. Well, good. Well, listen, we're going to come back after this break, and we're going to talk about Cassandra C. We're going to go a little bit more serious now. And find out, we're going to get an update to that situation. I'm going to share a couple of other stories that happened while I was in San Diego. So hang tight, TMB Super D on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking out.
What's that song? What's that song, Super Don? Is that Round and Round?
That is Round and Round by Rat.
You know, I tell you what, it seems like we're going round and round with this Cassandra C story, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is just the, yeah, you know, it started off as a metal kidnap story.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just doesn't seem to go away. I mean, Cassandra C, she doesn't want to get chemo or radiation. She has cancer. She wants to do it in a natural way. Court steps in, mm-hmm. takes custody of Cassandra, forces her to get the chemo and the radiation. Then they say, hey, she's in remission. She doesn't have cancer. Cassandra wants to go home now. They won't let her go home, even though she's cancer-free.
Right. It makes no sense. I mean, this is medical tyranny, medical kidnapping, and you know, she just wants to get this behind her. And she, at this point, she's, from if I understand it correctly, she's in remission, but they want her to continue the chemo, what, just in case?
She was diagnosed back in September.
Right.
And she's not been able to step foot outside of the Connecticut Children's Medical Center in Hartford, Connecticut. And yeah, even though she has promised, it's listed in the court documents, she promised to complete her treatments, they will not let her go home.
This is just absurd. You know, Don, I was talking to RSB about this a couple weeks ago after I got back from the weekend in San Diego that I spoke out there, and I met a couple families out there very similar, that this very similar thing's happening. As a matter of fact, it's happening right now to a little 7-year-old boy. I met his mom out there in San Diego, her name's Pamela. Little boy's name is Jonathan, and he's undergoing forced chemotherapy treatments against the parents' wishes. So, you know, unfortunately, it seems like nowadays these stories are becoming so, they're so commonplace that we're almost getting used to this.
Some people, I think that's what they want. They want people to get used to it.
Yeah.
But others, like us here on the show, you know, we do the best we can. I mean, there's only so much we can do, but we try to do what we can to get the word out there and get people aware of the problem that's going on. That these medical kidnappings, the overreach of the hospitals, of the CPS agencies in every state, the whole thing is just mind-boggling to try and wrap your head around that it's actually happening. And in this case, with Cassandra C., not only is she not being allowed to go home, but they filed a motion for visitation. They just want visitation.
Right.
She wants to, you know, the mom wants to visit the daughter, and they have denied that with no explanation. Period.
Yeah, I honestly don't even have any words for this. How can you not let a mother see her own daughter that's being treated for cancer? All she wanted was a second opinion.
And you know what? That's the trigger. That's the trigger that we have found in so many cases where you have parents that bring kids in. I mean, listen, you know, your son, your daughter, they have some type of condition. What are you going to do? You're going to take them to the doctor. You're going to take them to the emergency room because there's something wrong. You trust the doctors. You trust the medical establishment to do something to try and help your child. So they go in, they bring the child. The doctor says, you know what? I think your child has XYZ and we're going to do blah, blah treatment. And as a parent, you think, hey, this is my child. I'm not exactly sure that I like what it is that you're saying. I'd like to get a second opinion. Second opinion is something that's encouraged, something that's endorsed, something that's been in the literature of the American Medical Association for years. They encourage people to get a second opinion. But what happens is the hospital looks at it and they go, you know what? We want to keep your child because we think we're right. And we think that if you don't leave them here, you are going to cause them some type of medical harm, so we're going to call CPS and we're going to accuse you of medical abuse or medical neglect. Once they make that phone call and they hotline that situation to CPS, it's all over.
It's over.
CPS has the ability to step in, take control, and within a matter of days, in most cases, take your parental rights away from you and take custody of that child.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much like the way that they have changed the meaning of words to where now if you question the government, you're considered a terrorist when you used to be a patriot. Now if you ask for a second opinion, you're considered to be a bad parent. When in reality, if you don't ask for a second opinion, you're really a bad parent. So they've really co-opted the meaning of words, and as a result, they're winning the argument at this point. But we're not going to let them win. We're going to win in the end, folks. Stay tuned after this break. We've got a good buddy of mine, Howard Christ, a good friend of mine out of New York City, is going to be joining us for the next segment. So hang tight. Back after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, we're back on an RSV show. Robert is on his way back from London, England, and I'm really happy this segment to be able to talk to a good buddy of mine, Howard Price. I've known Howard for a couple of years now, and we've gone back and forth. He's a good friend of mine. He's awake. He understands about nutrition and healthy eating and a lot of other stuff as well. So, Howard, great to have you on the line with us, my friend.
Listen, Ty, I really appreciate it, and I want to send a good evening to all the people out there. I hope they're the younger generation, so Let me give you a quick background, if it's okay with you, of my career.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us where you've been and what you've done.
All right. I've been in the airline industry since 1968. I got hired by Pan Am in July 1968. I was a flight engineer on the 707. And then I left in September 76 and went to Iran. I spent 2 years there, over 2 years. I lived in Korea, Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan during the Soviet War. I spent 5 years in Saudi Arabia with Saudi Arabian Airlines. And the last 30 years, April will be 30 years in Malta, on the island of Malta. I retired from flying because of age in December 2002, and what I try to do is to just educate people on what's going on in the world, and I don't believe in theory or conspiracy. All I believe in is the truth.
Well, Howard, you know, thanks for sharing your background. Something just struck me. So you, you're a pilot. You've been a pilot. One of the books that I've written is called Monumental Myths, and I talk about 9/11. So I wasn't even knowing if I was going to go here, but look, 9/11 is a subject that I like to talk about. You're a pilot. Tell me if the official story about 9/11 makes sense to you, a pilot.
Well, let me tell the good people out there. On June 9th, 1997, I was hijacked from Malta to Istanbul. I was the hijack captain. And I can tell everybody, no captain, no, and I know all about hijacking, no captain would ever, ever allow anybody to touch controls of their aircraft for any reason. And if people think that 18, 19 people were able to fly, that couldn't even fly light airplanes, let alone the 75767, it can't be done. And, you know, Mark Twain in the 1800s said, it's easy to fool people rather than convince them they've been fooled. On September 11, 2001, I was back in New York at that time on my days off. And my wife and I saw the second plane go in there. And all I said to my wife is, well, my Arab brothers finally did it, finally got back at this country, not knowing they had nothing to do with it. It took me 5.5 years to put a jigsaw puzzle together, and I can prove to anybody they didn't do it. I can tell you who did it if you want to know.
Well, you know what? Why don't you go into some of the things that strike you as anomalies about 9/11 first? Because I'd like to get it from your perspective.
Okay. First of all, the first plane went straight into the World Trade Center. But the second plane did something completely different. It made a beautiful, beautiful, slow, coordinated turn. And at the speeds they said that the aircraft were doing, there is no way at those speeds you can make that type of turn in. If you try to do something at that speed, you would do what you call an accelerated stall. And once you get into an accelerated stall, it's just about impossible to get out of it. The plane had to be doing, let's say, in airline talk, 160, 170 knots, and maybe two notches of flaps.
So how fast is that? How fast is that, Howard?
In miles an hour?
Yeah.
You know something? All I know is knots. All I know is the flying speed.
Okay.
So you can't go that fast. It can't be done. Also, what people, you know, when you talk about the World Trade Center and what happened today, that day, what date did the World Trade Center come down on?
What date or day?
Date.
Date. Well, 9/11.
9/11. What does 9/11 mean to everybody?
Emergency.
That's right. So why was it done on that day? It was a genius idea. It goes back to the numbers 12-7, December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. And Roosevelt said, this state will live to infamy. Well, it hasn't, because if you say 12-7, it doesn't mean anything unless let's say were in the military at that time or you were around at that time. But 9-11 does, and this state will live to infamy because people talk about 9-11, everything's 9-11. It is a genius idea.
Well, you know, Howard, what they've done since 9-11 is they've really cracked down on our civil liberties here in the United States, turning it into even more of a police state. So tell me then your theory on, you mentioned Tesla technology to me. Tell me your theory on how those buildings fell, because we've discussed this on the show many times before, and there's no way that those buildings fell at free fall speed from a couple of airlines hitting the buildings. They were built to withstand those impacts. And so tell us what your theory is or what your research shows as far as what brought the buildings down.
The World Trade Center was constructed to withstand the 707 go directly into it. There was explosives in there, and it was like to put people on a false trail. I am not a scientist, but Tesla, he was born in 1856, died in 1943. Before he died, he did work for the U.S. government. He's one of the most famous scientists on energy. When he died, they kept everything top, top secret. It can better the planet, better mankind, and also be used to kill, and that's exactly what it did, because it came down in dust. Only the first 8 to 12 floors was dust, was rubble. The rest was all dust. And NYPD, the firefighters, the rescue workers, weren't complaining about the heat. They were complaining they couldn't see anything. And it came down in dust. This weapon, this energy, can better mankind, it can better the world, and it can also be used to kill. And this type of weapon can destroy the world. It can destroy the world.
You're talking about, Howard, like a directed energy weapon or something like that could have brought the buildings down, correct?
That's right.
Well, you know, that does make sense if something else could have been involved, because when you look at the videos of the trade centers coming down and you compare that to a controlled demolition, which they clearly had, they had similarities to a controlled demolition. The difference is the amount of dust, as you just mentioned. A controlled demolition, you're going to bring the building down, but you don't have that amount of dust. I mean, you do have some dust, but I mean, this dust went over the whole lower Manhattan. I mean, it went for hundreds of blocks.
That's correct.
And so that you would think that something else was involved. I mean, seriously, if somebody actually believes that the buildings came down because the fires weakened the structure and then they just collapsed at free fall speed, I mean, you really need to take an analysis of the logic behind that. That's completely impossible. Something had to have brought it down, but a controlled demolition doesn't really explain the vast amount of dust. And so what you're saying is it could have been some kind of a Tesla-like directed energy weapon that really basically pulverized the upper floors.
Well, you had papers, wrinkled paper around the world where the World Trade Center fell that wasn't tied. It wasn't even burnt. And yet a quarter of a mile away, you had burnt cars, burnt paper. And there's do you mind me mentioning this book?
No, go ahead. Mention it.
Okay. I assume you know, and maybe some of the audience knows, of Dr. Judy Wood.
Yes.
Who's a civil and structural engineer. She saw what everybody else saw, and she was waiting for people to ask questions. One of the people that started to ask questions was Peter Jennings. And then all of a sudden, no more questions. And she looked at the evidence, which people couldn't see at that time. And one of the things she noticed was the paper on the ground around the World Trade Center that wasn't even burnt. And yet there were cars, like I said, a quarter of a mile away that was burnt and paper that was burnt. She wanted to know why. And she looked at the wind charts. And guess what she found? She found that on... There was a Category 3 hurricane aiming right for New York City. On September 1st, 2001, off the coast of North Africa, a tropical storm developed. On September 10th, 2001, it was a Category 3 hurricane, Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N, aiming right for New York City. If this storm, and no reports about this except for two channels that mentioned there was a storm out in the Atlantic, if this storm would have hit a Category 3, everything would be flooded, no one would be going to work, and no airplanes would be flying, the airports would be closed. On the early morning hours of September 11, 2001, this storm made a convenient right-hand turn back to the east and then back on track. It stayed away from New York City. Now, it just doesn't do it by itself. Something had to make it turn, and that's that energy. This is a fascinating, fascinating book. I have it. It's a 400.
Well, Howard,
what?
Howard, thank you for spending time with us tonight. This is fascinating. I was planning on getting into some health stuff, but the segment on 9/11 and your background as a pilot is a little bit more interesting, I think. So, really appreciate you spending the time with us tonight.
Is it possible to read a short poem from a book?
No, we're taking a break right here, Howard. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Okay.
We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Ziggy Boogie Doo. What's going on, Super Don?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're a little choppy, but that's all right.
All right, carry on for just a second here. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. Anyway, wanted to thank my good buddy Howard Christ there. That was really interesting getting his perspective as a former pilot that was hijacked and letting us know that he does not believe at all for a second that the official story about 9/11 is actually accurate, which, you know, I don't either, and most people in the audience don't either. I mean, heck, when you have a 9/11 omission report, or did I say omission report? How about commission report? Yeah, well, you have the official 9/11 report that doesn't even initially mention World Trade Center 7 that collapsed in 7 seconds of free fall speed because they just can't explain it, then something really kind of stinks to high heaven. But thank you, Howard, for being on the show. Super Don, you back? Maybe he's not. So, well, you know, it's been fun here this last couple hours. I always enjoy hosting for RSB when he is traveling. I think he'll be back tomorrow from London.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and so I always enjoy sitting in for him while he's gone. But it does give me a great appreciation for what he does, because hosting 2 hours of radio each night, it ain't an easy task. And you got to be prepared. Six days a week. And he always sounds energetic and full of knowledge, and he covers interesting topics. So, you know, when I do this for Robert, it makes me really appreciate the work that he does, because not just anybody can sit in here and do this and do a good job at it.
He has genuinely earned the moniker of the hardest working man in health talk radio.
Oh, he definitely is. He definitely, most definitely is. But, you know, one of the interesting things, you know, as you know, Super Don, we just moved and we're here in Tennessee. One of the interesting things that we were able to do, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but you can now, you know, about 20 years ago, you were allowed to take your phone number with you, right, when you moved. And now they allow you to take your zip code with you as well, so you can keep your same address.
You're pulling my leg. I know.
Yeah, you're right. I am. just a poor April Fool's joke.
Nice one. Well, listen, something that's not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
A couple of people, friends to the show, people that we've known for a long time, celebrate a birthday on April Fool's Day of all days.
Who's that?
Joni Abbott is one. Our friend
Happy
Joni
birthday,
Abbott.
Joni. Awesome.
Happy birthday to her and to one of the guys that's out there protecting the coastline of this great country. It would be Coast Guard Corey. Coast Guard Corey.
Happy birthday, Coast Guard Corey.
His birthday today, too. Absolutely. So I wanted to make sure we got that out there.
That's awesome. Wow, two birthdays. Well, that's you know, I bet the parents had some fun with April Fool's birthdays, though, wouldn't they? I mean, I know I would.
You want to know? Hear a little story? My first wife, we got married on April Fool's Day.
Did you really?
That's not a joke. Yeah, it was my first. I was 19 years old.
Now, what made you decide to do that? Did you just happen to do it on the first? Did you think, well, that would be cool to get married on April Fool's Day?
You know, honestly, I can't really remember the decision process. You know, high school sweethearts, you know, oh, we're going to get married. We're grown-ups now. We know everything. You know, we're going to play, couple thing, and you know, it didn't work out. You know, I can speak for myself, was not quite ready for that kind of a commitment. But yeah, well, we got married on the 1st of April, I guess.
April Fool's.
I guess it was an omen. <I don't know.
laughs> It must have been. Well, Don, I do appreciate you helping out and taking charge basically of the entire show while RSB's gone. The work that you do behind the scenes isn't really recognized enough, so I really appreciate all the hard work that you do to make the show a success, and I know that RSB does as well. And I know it makes him feel good that he can head out to London and have a bottle of grog or some yerba mate along with some organic fish and chips.
A bottle of grog. You make him sound like he's a hobbit or something. You know, he's a dwarf in Middle Earth drinking grog.
he's got his feet out and he's got big hairy feet there on the top.
That's right. But he's had a great time. There's lots of pictures up, and we will be welcoming him back soon.
Yeah, we will. But just remember, folks, that this Sunday is actually Easter Sunday, and it's kind of a bummer because this could be the last Easter with real chocolate, as the global shortage of cocoa beans and stronger demand is lifting prices. And they're warning that the cocoa beans could be out by the end of the year. This could be your last year for chocolate.
I hear they're going to replace them with Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. I'm just an April Fool's guy, so joking. But thanks, everybody. And remember on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
Yeah.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.